One of the most frequent requests I get from listeners is there anything I can do about this problem? Well, I'm about to outline one for you that is big. It affects virtually everybody in the state of Washington. And I think since Oregon and Washington tend to follow each other's example, whether they're good examples or bad examples, it by extension might actually help people in Oregon as well. And I thought we'd talk about this with Washington State Senator John Braun. Senator, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me on, Lars.
I'm glad to do it. Would you mind telling my audience so they'll believe it? What does House Bill 1589 do?
House Bill 1589 is a bill that, in its essence, speeds up the transition from natural gas to electricity, and that sounds pretty innocuous, but it does it in a way that's going to add significant cost to both gas customers in the state of Washington and electrical customers in the state of Washington served by Puget Sound Energy. This is really just an effort by the utility to deal with the impacts of the Climate Commitment Act and pass those costs directly onto the consumers. And as you might expect, our governor fully supports doing that and doesn't really care what it does to ratepayers across the state.
Does it effectively ban natural gas?
In essence, so the bill, you know, during the process improved it, in its original form, it actually explicitly banned additional natural gas. We got that language taken out, but the underlying bill is still accelerates that this transition significantly. So does it explicitly ban it? No. Does it, but does it implicitly? Yes, absolutely. We'll ban natural gas as it works its way through the system.
I mean, I just want to understand, I want people to understand, because speeding a transition sounds really soft. But if you say, so if this passes and Puget Sound Energy today has an affirmative responsibility, if you, John Braun, bought a piece of land in an area served by PSE and you said, I'm going to build a house here for my family, and you say, I want natural gas hooked up. Right now, PSE would have an obligation to serve you and provide you with natural gas. After this passes, will PSE have an obligation to provide you with natural gas? Or can they say, hey, Senator Braun, stuff it. You're not getting natural gas from us. We don't have to give it to you.
Well, it's a complicated question, but an important question. Originally, the bill said it removed the obligation to serve, which is exactly what you're talking about. We got that language taken out, but got to pay attention to the details. So it doesn't. Today, yes, they would have an obligation to provide you. Would you want to? Probably not, because that means when they come back after their integrated service plan is approved by the Utilities Commission, they could take natural gas away, and then you're going to have to convert your house back. So, again, we got the language improved some, but it still doesn't change the outcome. It's making natural gas unavailable, and this is the really important, and I'm glad you pointed out that, you know, the accelerating is kind of soft. I agree with your comment there.
Well, everybody hears that, and they say, well, why do I care about accelerating? Are they going to let me use natural gas or not? That's really what it comes down to, isn't it?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And the thing is, it's the reason when you accelerate, what you have to understand is what that does is it does two things. One, makes it unavailable in the future, and two, makes it really expensive in the current, because what they're going to do is they're going to not only cut it off over time, they're going to write down all their natural gas assets. And there's billions of dollars, you know, like I think 12 natural gas plants, all kinds of pipe all over the state. They're going to take and write that down at an accelerated rate, which means that early write down goes directly on your gas bill. And the bill also allows that early write down to go directly on your electric bill. So either way, you're going to see significant cost increases across the state of Washington.
Well, and by write down, you mean that if I have a bunch of pipes and equipment that supply natural gas, and it's got a lifetime of, I don't know, 50 years, 100 years, if you keep it in good shape, it might last a long time. You say, well, I can pay for this over 50 or 60 or 100 years. But if you tell me we're basically going to end natural gas in 10 years or 15 years, then all of a sudden that utility company has to say, hey, all that money that we have, into all that plant and equipment, which is going to become useless the minute we can't sell natural gas anymore. We need to get that, recover all that money that we put into it, right? So they're going to say,
that's right.
Instead of this payment, we have to triple the payments on that part of our investment, because it's got to come back in now. Because after, you know, after the state of Washington says we're banning use of natural gas, we forced everybody to change over, all those pipes and all that equipment becomes useless and worthless, doesn't it?
That's 100% right. So you're exactly right. A pipe or a natural gas plant that has a 50-year time frame, instead of writing it down, you know, basically taking the total cost of that thing and proportioning it over 50 years to each individual user, which makes the cost really, really low, they're going to do it over 20 or 10 or maybe 30 years. It'll depend, of course, depending on the final agreement, but it's much, much shorter, and that significantly increases the cost to users. And then they're allowed, you know, this is all just to make sure the shareholders of Puget Sound Energy are kept whole in regard to the Climate Commitment Act. I mean, this is all in response to the cap and trade system here in the state of Washington. And it's the governor's attempt to allow them to pass those costs directly to the consumer as quickly as they can.
Well, and Senator, it serves another agenda on behalf of Jay Inslee. And tell me if I'm wrong here. Right now, one of the most common comments you hear from people is, you say, are you going to buy an all-electric house? You say, oh, no, that's way too expensive. If Jay Inslee, by doing this, can jack up the cost of natural gas, all of a sudden, then the all-electric house doesn't look too bad. I mean, it's still a bad amount of money to have to pay. But you say, well, they just raised the cost of natural gas artificially by doing all this, so now the cost difference isn't that big. Am I right?
100% right. It's going to affect homeowners in two ways. One, like you said, if you got to build natural gas, you're building a new house, you're going to make, you know, a decision likely to not do natural gas, and it's going to cost you way more. Housing now getting more. But even if you're an existing home and you have a gas stove or a gas furnace, at some point they're going to come to you and say, hey, we're moving this chunk of territory from natural gas electric combo to an all electric, and you're going to have to put in all this additional stuff, you know, in a heat pump, let's say, and
$30,000 to $70,000 is exactly the estimated conversion cost. And by the way, John, Senator, you're going to have to pay the cost, aren't you? It's not going to be the state. It's not going to be the utility. The homeowner, and it may be somebody with a $400,000 home who's got $100,000 in equity, and you go to that homeowner and say, you need to pump $70,000 into your house. And you go, okay, where am I going to get the money? Borrow it on your house. Well, I only have $100,000 in equity. I could borrow $70,000. How much does it add to the value of my house? Doesn't really add a dime. You just have to do it. And you're going to have to pay for it too. And they're going to do this to everybody, including what? Retired couples, people on fixed incomes, all those folks?
Exactly. And here's the other thing, you know, by their own admission, 40% of the ratepayers for Puget Sound Energy are what they call rate challenged, which is slang for we're having trouble paying our utility bill every month. We're barely making it, and we're going to hit those folks the hardest. Those folks are no longer going to be able to afford their utility bills, no longer going to be able to afford to live in the state of Washington.
Okay, now last question.
This unaffordable.
Senator John Braun, if enough phone calls come into Jay Inslee, there are, what, 12 days left, and he could veto this thing if he gets enough pressure, right?
That's right.
Okay. So the number for Jay Inslee, 800-833-6384. That's the public line. Call, be polite, don't be profane, but tell the governor, veto 1589, don't ban natural gas. Senator Braun, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me on.
It's always a pleasure. That is Senator John Braun.